Maine's top utility regulators are launching a new effort to prepare Maine's electricity supply and distribution systems for a big transformation. As Fred Bever reports, this is all about accommodating the fast-arriving age of renewable energy, which is already causing some serious growing pains.
Maine Public Utilities Chairman Phil Bartlett says changes in the state's energy systems are gaining speed as the effort to decarbonize the economy puts a new premium on power sources that don't pollute.
And we know that this is just the very beginning of a very difficult transition that we're going to have to make if we're going to electrify our heating and transportation sectors and if we're going to bring on the kinds of renewable resources that we're going to need going forward.
Maine's existing electric grid was mostly built decades ago to accommodate big power generators like hydro dams or oil and gas-fired plants and nuclear stations.
That is all changing. We are expecting more distributed resources on our distribution system. There'll be batteries, storage increasingly added to the system. We also know that there'll be significant increases in load as we put in more heat pumps and as folks transition to electric vehicles. And we need to make sure that the grid is ready for that.
So the Utilities Commission, its staff, and outside consultants are embarking on a comprehensive analysis of the existing system. They're also going to plan for modernization, looking at changes in design, infrastructure, and policy to make it more flexible and reliable, as well as who should pay for it all.
We need to really assess how the grid needs to be changed and how costs are going to be allocated for that to make sure that we are ready for the future that is coming at us very quickly.
Bartlett adds that the failures of the Texas grid during the recent cold snap were caused by infrastructure conditions quite different from New England's. But he says it illustrates how weather volatility in a climate-changing world will require diverse types of energy supply to secure reliability.
There is going to be an important role for transmission. Had Texas had more robust transmission connections to the other parts of the country, their crisis wouldn't have been nearly as deep because they could have brought resources in. And there are a lot of constraints around the country between regions.
In the coming years, he says, federal and state utility regulators will need to plan more proactively and collaboratively than ever before. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.